Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Do you ever play a game expecting to just sit back in your chair and let yourself melt into the comfy experience only for it to slap you across the face with a hand wearing a sandpaper glove to make sure you're paying attention? You know what I mean, the moments where you're snapped back to reality and you're staring down an insane puzzle or enemy that you just can't overcome and need to beat in order to progress. Sometimes you just have no choice but to seek justice in a video game guide. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video games impossible to beat without a guide. Number 10, Monkey Island 2, LeChuck's Revenge. Frankly, this whole list could have been made up of LucasArts point-and-click adventure games and their many copycats, but don't worry, it isn't. It's only, you know, most of the list. But don't act like you don't know why. These games are infamously infuriating due to their need to be cute with their puzzle solutions, more often than not spitting in the eye of the most logical solution in favor of something absolutely devilish. The Monkey Island series was one of the grandfathers of this grand tradition of pissing people off through inane puzzles, and out of all of them, it's Monkey Island 2 which the fans typically point out as being the most egregious. And the one puzzle that everyone seems to agree is the worst is the dreaded monkey wrench puzzle, which requires you to use a metronome to hypnotize a monkey and then use the monkey itself as a wrench for a pump. You need to use the monkey as a monkey wrench. As a monkey wrench. So yeah, what's that? Sounds stupid and insane, and no sensible person would ever think to do it? Well, fortunately, there was a helpline for LucasArts game around the time of this game's release, which you could call for hints, of course, at a price. Number 9, Darkseid. Darkseid is not what I accidentally called the DC villain Darkseid in one of my first ever What Culture videos, and is not a mistake that's haunted me for years since, but is actually another point-and-click adventure game, but this time with a Lovecraftian Geiger-esque horror vibe to it. However, what's attached to its tried-and-true foundation is that the whole game is based on a 3-day time limit, which in real-world time is about 3 hours. That's right, 3 hours, which might sound like a lot on paper, especially since as a result this game isn't all that long. But that time limit will feel like the tightest noose around your neck when you keep getting stumped by puzzle after puzzle. And if you're like me, someone who gets super stressed out when put on any kind of timer at all, even the one on the oven baking my chicken nuggets, the game is an absolute nightmare to navigate. There are no room for errors or wrong turns, so make sure you have a guidebook sitting in your lap at all times when playing this title. Number 8, The Legend of Zelda. The Legend of Zelda is one of the most revolutionary games ever made, and it's also one specifically designed to make sure that you get lost. Now, I understand that Miyamoto and his team originally wanted Zelda to be an adventure, so of course it's okay that the game doesn't outright tell you everything and let you get absorbed into its world. But there is a line to this stuff, a point where that starts to sound more like an excuse for actual human torture. For instance, there are tons of caves in this game, and most if not all of which you will pass right by because they're each behind a wall pixel that looks exactly the same as the other wall pixels which you can't get through. And unlike other games where you can just kind of spam attacks and at least hope for the best, there's an extra wrinkle here because you actually need to use bombs to open these areas, which by the way don't just grow on trees, so you're going to have to be saving them up and not just using them willy-nilly. Not only do you need a guide to see what walls are destructible and how to even get into the dungeons, let alone solve the puzzles inside, but you also need a guide because the game decided that for a map, you'd have to make do with a little grey box. Number 7, Professor Layton and the Curious Village. This Professor Layton game gets a look in over the other entries because it is, without a doubt, the hardest entry in the entire franchise. The puzzles were designed by the famed puzzle master Akira Tago and series creator Akiro Hino, and naturally some of the puzzles are better brain teasers than others. But if you were one of those unlucky souls who went cross-eyed at algebra when you were 13, aka me, then you'll be looking up walkthroughs and guides about 5 minutes into the experience. And that's because Curious Village's main problem is inconsistent escalation. Some puzzles that you go out of your way to find or find at the end of the game are super easy, while the third or fourth puzzle will leave you nibbling your stylus for hours at a time. It's a problem that later games fix, which is why many fans decry them as being quote-unquote too easy, but the first game absolutely needs a guide to get you through. Number 6, Myst. In other point-and-click games, you have other people to talk to who will usually give you directions for where to go in order to keep things moving along and help you solve the puzzles. That is a luxury many PC gamers in the 90s never realized how much they took for granted until they first played Myst. That's because this title's main gimmick is that there was no one else on the eponymous isle except for you and some particularly chatty books, and it's your job to find out what the hell happened to everyone else. The problem is that with no sense of direction, no one to talk to, and very few visual cues of to what your goals are or how to go about them, you'll very quickly get lost. So, you can go ahead and just call yourself Alex Turner because you're bound to get stuck on a puzzle. That's the worst joke I've ever made. Due to this inability to properly convey, either visually or verbally, what you need to do to advance the story from minute to minute, any playthrough without a guide to help you along is going to leave you banging your head against the wall.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5, Discworld. If you've never read the legendary Discworld series by the late great Terry Pratchett, you should consider fixing that to be your civic duty. However, if you find the notorious PC/PS1 game of the same name, feel free to give that a very wide berth. That's because if you thought Monkey Island 2 was a bit out there with its puzzles, at least that game took place in a world kind of resembling Logic in a way. In the madcap zany world of the disc though, where you can walk out your door and see the embodiment of the concept of death galloping by on his horse named Binky, yeah, it stands to reason that any video game loyally adapting these books would be a little bit bizarre, to put it lightly. And consequently, some of the puzzles in this game are not only bizarre, but they are long and have very specific specific steps to them that must be undertaken in an exact order. Or, unlucky for you, it's back to the beginning. If you're a hardcore Pratchett lover, by all means give this game a go, but make sure you have a YouTube walkthrough open on another tab. Number 4, Kerbal Space Program. You know the saying, this isn't rocket science. Well, we've all probably said it, not really knowing ourselves just how difficult rocket science actually is. And Kerbal Space Program is here to clue us in. One of the most meticulously and intelligently designed games of the 21st century, this title expects you to fail and fail again. See, in order to get to the space to which the Kerbals have dedicated this program, you have to build a rocket. And the game expects you to know what goes into doing so. That means proper construction, wind resistance, balance, fuel compensation, weight, and a million other factors need to be present and must be taken into consideration when building the thing. Otherwise, you get, well, exactly what happens when an amateur tries to build a space rocket in real life. So if you'd rather not have an army of little green corpses on your conscience, then you're going to need a guide to get you through this game. And be prepared to take notes because you're going to have to do some math. Number 3, Broken Sword. A game so obtuse and frustrating that its studio have failed to live it down to this day, Broken Sword is already a fairly challenging game, but then you get to the one puzzle from this title that cemented its place in the Screw This Game Hall of Infamy, the Goat Puzzle. To sum up, there is a goat standing between your character and his next objective. You need to get past this little lad to progress, however, as mentioned, he is a goat, so he doesn't take kindly to this random human muscling in on his turf. The idea is to carefully sneak past him and then to lure him once you're on the other side so that he gets stuck in some farming equipment, which, you know, might sound easy enough, but the game in no way hints that that's what you're supposed to do, and any hints you can find will actually lead to you making the wrong conclusions. Getting through here means using button prompts that the game never tells you about or requires of you beforehand. The only reason this infamously aggravating puzzle isn't higher in the top 3 is because later re-releases have addressed this problem, more clearly showing you what you need to do. Still, that's hardly any consolation for anyone who played it back in the day. Number 2, L.A. Noire. The problem with doing something no one else in your industry has quite done before is that you'd better make sure your mechanics are rock solid at conveying information, or everyone is going to be confused. L.A. Noire's claim to fame when it first hit shelves was its revolutionary mocap system that captured every detail on the faces of its characters. And to be fair, the mocap tech really is very good at helping keen-eyed players discern whether or not you're talking to a liar in your interviews. However, where the need for a guide comes in is how you should actually respond during these police interrogations. Often, only a specific piece of evidence is classed as correct, even though another piece you've collected logically could accomplish the same job, meaning you need to choose the exact one the developers think is right, otherwise you're going to fail the line of questioning. Still, you can complete the game without a guide, but you will definitely make a few mistakes along the way that have you wondering where you went wrong without one. It also doesn't help that Cole has the temperament of a chihuahua on cocaine either, getting in people's faces and insulting them when you were sincerely just trying to play it cool, man. The choice of 3 responses is just too vague for you to properly gauge how the character is going to respond. And while the recent remaster does address this and it does help, it's not by much. Number 1, Takeshi's Challenge. Takeshi Kitano is one of pop culture's most interesting voices, seeing as how this man sees no art form as being beneath him and is always willing to give every form of entertainment at least one real go. So when he gave the world of video games this same treatment, making himself an active participant in the game's development rather than just lending his name to the title, unsuspecting kids were cursed with the masterclass of trolling one's audience known as Takeshi's Challenge. Sadly, Americans never saw a release of this, but the Japanese gamers weren't so lucky as the title is literally impossible unless you know the very, very specific hoops that you've got to jump through to advance the story. And even that might not save you, as there are Yakuza all over the city who will always get off at least one guaranteed hit before you escape. And of course, you only get 4 hits with no means of replenishing health until halfway through the game, so if you die, it's back to the beginning. Cool.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool, cool, cool.